You do not enter a race to lose. Diana bounced lightly on her toes at the starting line, her calves taut as bowstrings, her mother's words reverberating in her ears. A noisy crowd had gathered for the wrestling matches and javelin throws that would mark the start of the Nemesian Games. But the real event was the foot race, and now the stands were buzzing with word that the queen's daughter had entered the competition. When Hippolyta had seen Diana amid the runners clustered on the arena sands, she'd displayed no surprise. As was tradition, she'd descended from her viewing platform to wish the athletes luck in their endeavors, sharing a joke here, offering a kind word of encouragement there. She had nodded briefly to Diana, showing her no special favor, but she'd whispered, so low that only her daughter could hear, "You do not enter a race to lose." Amazons lined the path that led out of the arena, already stamping their feet and chanting for the games to begin. On Diana's right, Ronnie flashed her a radiant smile. "Good luck today." She was always kind, always gracious, and, of course, always victorious. To Diana's left, Thera snorted and shook her head. "She's going to need it." Diana ignored her. She'd been looking forward to this race for weeks, a trek across the island to retrieve one of the red flags hung beneath the great dome in Banna Mydal. In a flat-out sprint, she didn't have a chance. She still hadn't come into the fullness of her Amazon strength. "You will in time," her mother had promised. But her mother promised a lot of things. This race was different. It required strategy, and Diana was ready. She'd been training in secret, running sprints with Maeve, and plotting a route that had rougher terrain but was definitely a straighter shot to the western tip of the island. She'd even, well, she hadn't exactly spied, she'd gathered intelligence on the other Amazons in the race. She was still the smallest and, of course, the youngest, but she'd shot up in the last year, and she was nearly as tall as Thera now. "I don't need luck," she told herself. "I have a plan." She glanced down the row of Amazons gathered at the starting line like troops readying for war and amended, but a little luck wouldn't hurt either. She wanted that laurel crown. It was better than any royal circlet or tiara, an honor that couldn't be given, that had to be earned. She found Maeve's red hair and freckled face in the crowd and grinned, trying to project confidence. Maeve returned the smile and gestured with both hands as if she were tamping down the air. She mouthed the words, "Steady on." Diana rolled her eyes but nodded and tried to slow her breathing. She had a bad habit of coming out too fast and wasting her speed too early. Now she cleared her mind and forced herself to concentrate on the course as Tecmessa walked the line, surveying the runners, jewels glinting in her thick corona of curls, silver bands flashing on her brown arms. She was Hippolyta's closest advisor, second in rank only to the queen, and she carried herself as if her belted indigo shift were battle armor. "Take it easy, Pixis," Tech murmured to Diana as she passed. "Wouldn't want to see you crack." Diana heard Thera snort again, but she refused to flinch at the nickname. "You won't be smirking when I'm on the victor's podium," she promised. Tech raised her hands for silence and bowed to Hippolyta, who sat between two other members of the Amazon Council in the royal loge, a high platform shaded by a silken overhang dyed in the vibrant red and blue of the queen's colors. Diana knew that was where her mother wanted her right now, seated beside her, waiting for the start of the games instead of competing. None of that would matter when she won. Hippolyta dipped her chin the barest amount, elegant in her white tunic and riding trousers, a simple circlet resting against her forehead. She looked relaxed, at her ease, as if she might decide to leap down and join the competition at any time, but still every inch the queen. Tech addressed the athletes gathered on the arena sands. "In whose honor do you compete?" "For the glory of the Amazons," they replied in unison. "For the glory of our queen." Diana felt her heart beat harder. She'd never said the words before, not as a competitor. "To whom do we give praise each day?" Tech trumpeted. Hera, they chorused. Athena, Demeter, Hestia, Aphrodite, Artemis. The goddesses who had created Themyscira and gifted it to Hippolyta as a place of refuge.